Picture a single room, 60 meters of it, where 1,000 people once ate, argued, schemed, and slept. And then picture that same room emptied to silence, its stone scrubbed of every voice. That is where we are going. Welcome to La Conciergerie on the Île de la Cité, the little island in the Seine where Paris itself began. Before it was anything grim, this was a palace, and not a minor one. For 3 centuries, it was the Palais de la Cité, the working seat of the kings of France. Imagine the place humming with councils and courtiers, the smell of wood smoke and roasting meat drifting up from kitchens built to feed a household of hundreds. Then, in the 1360s, Charles V packed up the court and decamped to the Louvre, leaving the old palace to the lawyers and the jailers. Even the building's name is a leftover. The concierge was the royal officer left behind to mind the place. The king moved out, the title stuck. Walk in, and the first thing to find is the heart of it. The Salle des Gendarmes, the hall of the men-at-arms. Stand still a moment and look up. This is reckoned the largest surviving medieval hall in Europe. A forest of slender columns holding a roof of rib vaults aloft, raised in the early 14th century. It is gloriously, deceptively empty now. Beside it, peer into the old kitchens, where 4 fireplaces stand in the corners, each one cavernous enough to roast for a small army. Because in effect, they did. Here is where the magic happens, and I mean that almost literally. You'll be handed a tablet on arrival, the histopad, included with your ticket, no app, no fuss. Pointed at one of the marked doors of time, and the bare hall around you fills back in. The columns dressed, the tables laid, the medieval palace breathing again in 3 dimensions. Turn on the spot, and the reconstruction turns with you. It is the difference between admiring a handsome empty room and finally understanding what it was for. But the conciergerie is famous, above all, for its darkest chapter, and we should walk into it with some respect. During the Revolution, this became the antechamber of the guillotine. From 1793, it held the prisoners of the Revolutionary Tribunal, and more than 2,700 souls passed through these gates, most of them on their way to the scaffold. You'll move through the prisoners' gallery, the women's courtyard, the cramped, reconstructed cells, and you'll see, in the stone, the cold arithmetic of it. Those who could pay bought a little bedding and a little dignity. The poorest were crowded onto straw. And then you reach the quiet heart of the place. One prisoner has marked this monument more than any other. Marie Antoinette, once the most watched woman in France, spent her final 44 days here, in a guarded ground floor cell, known to her jailers by a number. From this building she was taken on the 16th of October 1793 to the square we now call the Place de la Concorde. Years later, under the restored monarchy, a chapel was raised on the very spot where her cell had stood. Completed in 1815, an act of remembrance in stone. Pause here. It's quieter than the great halls, and it is where most visitors feel the history land most directly. There's a grim symmetry I'll leave you with. The same corridors that carried the Revolution's victims also held its architects. Danton was kept here. So was Robespierre himself, at the very end, before his own appointment with the blade he'd kept so busy. The terror, in the end, devoured the men who made it. And you can stand in the place where both fates were sealed. A few gentle practicalities. Allow 1 hour to 90 minutes. The tablet rewards a slow pace. Come right at the 9:30 opening or in the last hour before 6, when the great hall is nearly your own. Wear comfortable shoes for the old stone and bring a layer. These vaults stay cool even in a Paris August. And glance up at the riverfront before you go. The clock tower there has kept the first public time in Paris since 1370. 700 years of French history, royal splendor and revolutionary fury alike, all under one set of vaults. Take your time with it. The stones have waited this long. They'll wait for you,